welcome to the Premium Income Corporation Retail Call. My name is Laura, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Robert Hall. Robert, you may begin.
Thank you, Laura. Hello, everyone, and thanks for calling into the National Retail Sales Call for the follow-on offering of Class A and Preferred Shares of Premium Income Corporation, a split share play on Canadian banks with active cover call writing. I want to thank David Rood, President, Fund Services, and John Germain, Senior Vice President and CFO of Strathbridge Asset Management for joining us today to talk us through the details of the offering. Now, the offering will consist of matched units, which we will confirm on a first-come, first-served basis, and the units consist of one preferred share and one Class A share. We have a short sales window for this follow-on offering with books closing at noon on October 31st, and that's next Friday, so please get your orders in early. We welcome questions on the offering, and we'll have time for them at the end of the discussion. Now, I would like to turn the call over to David Rood to talk through some of the highlights of the deal. Thanks, David.
Well, thanks, Rob, and thanks to everyone for joining our call today for the follow-on offering. By way of agenda, I'd like to go through a few terms of the offering before I hand it over to John Germain, our lead portfolio manager, who will provide a little bit more color on the investment opportunity we currently see in the banks. As Rob mentioned, we are offering preferred shares and Class A shares in the Premium Income Corporation, or PIC, P-I-C, as we refer to it by its ticker symbol. It's a split share corporation that invests in the shares of the five banks. It's our oldest fund, having been established in October of 1996, and has paid out distributions on the preferred shares totaling $15.74, and Class A share total distributions of $21.35. So a very strong track record over that long period of the fund outstanding. We actively manage the allocations across the five banks and incorporate our strategic option overlay strategy to supplement the dividend income on the portfolio. The fund has a current market cap of $232 million and is actively traded on the market with a year-to-date average daily trading volume on the preferred shares of over $80,000 a day and over $150,000 per day on the Class A is traded. So there's significant liquidity in the market. Indicative pricing on the offering is $23.92 per combined unit or $15.60 per preferred shares for a current yield of 5.5% on what is essentially a perpetual preferred share, or 4.3% on a yield to maturity basis to the next rollover date. The Class A share is a levered play on the five banks, is priced at $8.32 per share for a current yield of 9.8% on the offer price. And just a reminder, as Rob said, the books close on next Friday, October 31st at noon Eastern Standard Time. For those interested, we also have an exchange offer wherein we will accept shares of each of the five banks, as well as shares of the National Bank of Canada, for which the submission deadline is Tuesday, October 28th, so next Tuesday. And dealers may have an internal deadline that's a little bit earlier, so please check with your reorg department if you're considering this option. With respect to the exchange, we also have a tax-deferred option for those exchange submissions that are over $1 million. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to John Germain, our lead portfolio manager, who will provide a little more details on the investment opportunity in the bank. John?
Thanks, Dave. Thanks to everyone that's joined us on the call today, obviously announcing our follow-on offering for our longest-running fund, Premium Income Corporation, that we launched back in October 1996. Since then, many of you know that have been around that long. We've had a very strong run for the five Canadian banks within the portfolio, price appreciation of over 500% since October 1996, and that significantly outperformed the broader TSX composite, which is up about 150% over that same time period. And at the same time, the five banks have also had very strong dividend growth, raising their dividends pretty much every year other than a bit of a hiatus over the financial crisis. And the average dividend growth since 1996 has been about 10.3% per annum. And even with their strong performance over the past 18 years, we continue to be positive on the Canadian banks for the following reasons. Number one, they possess very strong balance sheets, definitely on an absolute basis, but also on a relative basis to many other banks around the world. Once again, Canadian banks were ranked number one by the World Economic Forum in the soundness of banks category, and that's for the seventh year in a row. We also like the banks due to their strong capital ratios. All five banks within the portfolio are currently near or above the 9.5% Common Equity Tier 1 ratio that most bank managements and boards are targeting. With those levels already achieved, we expect going forward that dividend growth and share buybacks will continue. On a yield basis, the banks are attractive relative to the broader market as well as bonds. Current average dividend yield for the five banks in the portfolio is around 3.9%. That's much greater than the TSX average dividend yield of 2.9% and 10-year Canada's, which are currently hovering just below 2%. And even though the Canadian banks have performed very well this year, up about 13% on a total return basis, again outperforming the TSX, which is up about 8% on a total return basis, we think valuations still look reasonable. They're trading in line with their long-term average at about 11.3 times 2015 earnings per share, also at a significant discount to the TSX, which is currently trading around 13.5 to 14 times earnings per share. So you're picking up a discount for stocks that are paying a much greater dividend, and we also believe we'll be returning capital to shareholders on a go-forward basis. And finally, we believe the banks will benefit from an improving economy. We do expect over long term that long-term interest rates will eventually rise. The yield curve will start to steepen, and that will benefit banks' net interest margins, which still make up roughly 50% of their revenues. And those margins have been very compressed over the last few years with a fairly flat yield curve. Also, with stronger economic growth, we believe capital markets businesses of the banks will benefit from greater investment banking and M&A activity, but also better wealth management revenues. And we've seen definitely with markets, many markets reaching new highs this year, that the leverage of those to their wealth management business benefited the banks. And those earnings from the wealth management have been a big contributor to the bottom line for the banks and grown over the past decade. So we continue to be positive on the banks and believe this is an opportune time for investors to get some exposure. The banks have pulled back recently after reaching highs on September 18th. Up until last Thursday morning, there was an intraday low on October 15th. Banks had pulled back about 11% and have over the last week bounced back by roughly 6%. So we're still down about 5.5% from reaching new highs about a month ago. We believe investors should consider getting exposure to the Canadian banks or Premium Income Corp for the following reasons. Well, number one, the unit pays a very attractive yield. On a total unit basis, we're indicating about 7% based on follow-on pricing that Dave alluded to and that you can also see on your green sheets. And that's due to the high yield to both the Class A shares at 9.8% and the preferred shares at 5.5% on offering price, as noted in the green sheets. And that 7% yield per unit is about 1.8 times the 3.9% current dividend yield for the five banks within the portfolio. About 3.5 times the current yield on current yield on 10-year Canada's. So quite a yield pickup for those clients seeking some Canadian bank exposure and at the same time getting paid a very attractive yield versus other alternatives in today's market. Also, Premium Income Corp's Class A and preferred shares have generated very strong historical returns, as evidenced in the performance table on the back of the green sheet. You can see how the leverage return of the split share structure has benefited the Class A shares over the past 5 years since coming out of the financial crisis. Over that time period, the Class A's have generated a total return for investors of 60%, 30%, and 23% respectively on a 1-, 3-, and 5-year basis, significantly greater than the return for the bank index over the same time period due to the leverage of the split share structure. And also, for those advisors seeking the safety of a preferred share for their clients, you can see the preferred shares have generated a strong, stable return of 5.9% per annum while getting paid a yield greater than what many preferreds currently pay in the market. Now, as Dave noted, this follow-on offering will be open until next Friday, so a fairly tight window. And investors can either buy units through either by doing a cash offering or doing an exchange option with any of the five banks in the portfolio. And we've also included National to be tendered in on the exchange offer. And if you're going to do so, you should get those in by Monday at the latest, but preferably starting today, as we know many reorg departments have an internal deadline. For those investors looking to tender in at least $1 million worth or more, that they can do so on a tax-deferred rollover basis under Section 85 of the Tax Act, and as long as their brokers execute several forms by November 30th, and these forms we'll be posting on our website at www.strathbridge.com. So at this point, I'll just turn it back over to any questions or answers that callers may have on the line.
Okay, thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. There will be a delay before the first question is announced. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. Okay, and we have no questions at this time.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Laura. I'd just like to thank David and John for taking us through this exciting opportunity today, and thank everyone else for joining on the call today as well. In summary, the Class A shares are being offered at an indicative offer price of $8.32 with a current yield of 9.8, and the preferred shares are being offered at an indicative price of $15.60 with a yield on offer price of $5.50. Again, we do have a tight window of sales period here with the book closing at noon Eastern Standard Time on October 31st, so please get your orders in early. If there are any follow-on questions after the call, I'd be happy to help, and my contact information is included in the green sheet. Thanks, everyone, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.